It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to a very special edition of DocSmo.com. For new listeners, I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with 33 years of clinical practice, excited and ready to share what I have learned through my professional journey with children and parents. Portable, practical pediatrics is what we promise and what I always strive to deliver with each and every PEDcast. I've got to tell you, I look forward to my holiday podcast all year. I guess because holidays are special and a time for reflection. Now, being a little older person like myself, I think that gives me perspective that younger parents just can't have. And I'm about to share that perspective with you right now. Now, I often ask myself strange questions. Like the other day, when I was wondering, what is a child's most valuable asset? You heard me. What is a child's most valuable asset? What is their most important possession? Their inheritance in the family will, maybe? Maybe their social security number and the promise of future benefits? Or maybe it's their citizenship? Well, no. I believe these are all wrong. I think the answer is you, their parents. You are their rock, their everything, their foundation. You shape their worldview. You teach them to trust others. You teach them how to share. You teach them their very language. And most of all, you teach them how to love themselves and others. So it is you, the parents of your children, that I want to concentrate on this year's holiday message. We have this concept in this part of the world that the best parents are the ones that can provide the most things for their kids. This is clearly wrong in my opinion. Many also believe that the best parents are those parents who devote the most time and energy to their kids. Again, I think this is exactly wrong. Yes, we need to provide things for our children. And yes, we need to devote a lot of time and energy to their needs. But in my opinion, just as important for a child is to have parents who have some time to cultivate their own interests, who can grow in their own adult development and be in emotionally satisfying relationships that are healthy and positive. Spending all of your time and energy on your children impedes these goals, in my opinion. Having parents that sacrifice all their time, energy, and money for their children is a mistake. Parents need to make sure they not only take care of their children, but also take the time to take care of themselves. So here is my holiday wish for you and your children. Make it a priority to brush off your relationship with your significant other and up your romance and relationship game. Invest a little more time and energy into the love of your life, and I think you'll find that it pays tremendous dividends for your children. And while you're at it, don't forget to throw some more capital at your own intellectual, spiritual, and physical development. Take a class in something that interests you. Join the gym and go regularly. Read a novel, or simply visit places and people nearby who interest you. Your children are watching and learning from everything you do, and they learn mainly by imitation. Remember this DocSmo pearl. Children are little machines of the vacuum and copy variety. And a corollary to that pearl, which is, it's not an accident that interesting parents have interesting children. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to this PEDcast. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoy making these things. We've got some exciting news at the DocsMo blog. We're rolling out a new website soon, so be on the lookout for that. The audience is growing, and I thank you. Thank you so much for that. This is Dr. Paul Smolin broadcasting from Studio 1E, you know, the first child's bedroom on the east side of my house. Hoping this holiday you remember that life is never ho-hum if you live each day like the best is yet to come. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.